Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Violence.
Where's your fucking tool?
What fucking tool?
This fucking tool.
Ooh, that's a big one.
Listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Nerks and Greatest Hits Volume 1. And do you know why I played that?
Why's that?
Because one of the members of the Nerks is our mate Luke, isn't he? Luke Puke used to be in our band.
Yes, the Chavs.
And it was his birthday last week.
Of course it was.
Happy birthday, Luke. Violence. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ the Nerks.
It is. It's Tony Ron Paul. Now, I like it when you send me jokes and poems, but you haven't done. If you have a joke for me or a poem, send it to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email either Comedy Suburbs or Poets Corner. But I was told a joke last night by this bloke who came to my comedy show in Lexworth, and I don't really like hearing jokes in pubs and that, because people, they put themselves under pressure to make you laugh, and if you don't laugh, they get angry.
Right, okay.
What I mean, that
yeah.
If two blokes who are mates, someone tells a joke, they're going to go, that's rubbish. They go, yeah, right, whatever. But if someone stands there and they tell me a joke I know already, which the likelihood is I will, they either, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I'm cutting with the punchline, and that embarrasses them, or I can listen to it and pretend to laugh, but you know, fake laughs can always be seen as fake laughs, can't they?
Yeah.
Right. Or, you know, or you can just say, look, mate, don't tell me jokes. Like, there's no winning way in a situation like that, because joke telling is an alpha male pursuit. So the bloke telling the joke wants to prove he's the psychologically, he's the funniest guy in the pub. And when you're a professional stand-up, with the best will in the world, other people probably aren't the funniest guy in the pub. because you do it for a living, not because you're necessarily talented, but because you do it all the time. So basically, I don't like hearing jokes. If you're listening and you meet me in a pub ever, don't tell me a fucking joke. However, this bloke was massive, so I listened.
And you laughed.
Yeah, I laughed heartily and offered to buy him a drink, right? That's brilliant. I'm going to put it in my set, sort of thing.
Yeah.
It was actually quite funny. He said, oh, so the penguin's driving along, and he breaks down, calls the AA. They said he's going to be out half an hour. It's a hot day. He sees an ice cream van, so he goes to get an ice cream. By the time he comes back, the AA have arrived, and the AA bloke looks on the bone and says, I think you've blown a seal. And the penguin goes, no, it's just ice cream.
Nice.
Yeah, quite a nice little joke, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if you think you can do better than that, and you can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, Comedy Suburbs. Got another song for you now, Tom.
Okay, cool.
This is from a band from Minnesota, the 99ers. And hello to all in the 99ers, because I know that you listen to the show and I listen to your music, and we're all happy. And look, I'm not being rude, guys, but I wish you'd have a few more songs with the bird singing, because I think she's got a really sexy voice. No offence to the fellas, but I don't fancy blokes. And not often, although with you, Tony, I could turn. Yeah, anyway, this is off an album called Move It. It's got 16 tracks on it. There's one track on it, actually, called Punk with Gretches, and I think that pretty much sums up the band in that they do... It's a sort of Ramones-y sound, but I think it's more the Beach Boys end of the Ramones than the Ramones end of the Beach Boys. You know what I mean?
Mm.
That it's very, very tuneful, melodic. It is a sort of punk rock format, but it's got a very rock and roll sound. And it's a lot lighter than the Nerks, let me tell you. Anyway, I've talked about it too much, Tony. What is their website?
The99ers.com?
No, it's the99ersband.com, and it's the number 99, so it's the99ersband.com. Hello, Derek. This is Minnesota Boy. Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I'm a little bit concerned. I had a bit of an itch in my chest hair. I do have you're a hairy fella, aren't you?
Apparently I'm quite hirsute.
Yeah. I had a little itch, not an itch, a little feeling in my chest there, and I grabbed it and I just pulled out a clump of my own hair. What does that mean?
Molting?
I don't remember having chemo.
Dunno.
Mind you, it was a big night at the pub last night. Anything about Right then, now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. Don't forget, please do leave us a comment on our wall, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment. I read out the birthday ones last week, but there was actually a few when we were away. So here's a few messages about what you were saying when we weren't here. First up, Liam Arnold. In response to my message about just reminding everyone we weren't doing a show for 2 weeks, he says, I actually went to look for this week's episode and was crestfallen when I remembered there shan't be one. I'm really looking forward to year 7 of Punky. Year 8, actually, but thanks, Liam. It is year 8, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, thanks. But yeah, I don't know, mate. I don't know.
Fat Boy responds, fuckity fuck fuck fuck. Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Ems.
He's a great help, isn't he? He's a great help, Fat Boy.
Emma Bowdid, you suck. How dare you break for 2 weeks, damn it. It's just getting exciting. Tony's just moved into his house. I need to know more. Ha 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 ha. I expect big things when the show returns. Well, we're back and we are big.
I think she needs to get out more.
Yeah. And finally, Paddy Roberts. Thanks for reminding me. At least I have the cricket to distract myself. Fair enough. There you go.
Yeah, it's a fair point as well. Yeah. And well done, Paddy, for actually sending us posting something rather than sending us a message that I would completely forget about.
Yeah, the message passed me by on Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't even realise we could get them.
No.
I didn't realise Punky Radio could get messages, and then I suddenly realised they could, and we had loads of messages.
Yeah. If we don't respond, don't take it personally.
Yeah. Don't send Punky Radio a message. You don't send messages to radios.
No. They don't talk back.
Them so people can see them. If you don't mind. You can send me a message, by all means. You can send me a used knickers if you want. I'm still waiting, insane star. Right, but what's happening here, is that it?
That's it, yeah.
If I sound a bit all over the place, it's because it's midday on a Sunday. I'm not normally up now. I had to get up at 10:30 and start packing to go to Edinburgh. I'm not happy about it. But anyway, here's some Hell Death music. It's absolutely brilliant. It's really good. Scarcore. Watching our watches, Tony. Watching our watches. Rising Strike.
Destroy your walls. Take off your watches. Let the dice go.
That was Rising Strike, Tony, and a track called Watching Our Watches from their album Bite the Hand That Feeds. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week.
That's okay.
What is Rising Strike's Bandcamp page?
risingstrike.bandcamp.com.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the internet. One that's come through from TNS Records. And hello to Andy and Bev and all TNS. And you know what? I'm even going to say hello to Mikey Wong.
Wow.
Hello, Mikey Wong. And that is a great album, that Rising Strike. We haven't played a track of it for a while. Do you remember the first track we played off here? I played it on the basis it had a great title.
What was the title?
And it was, I've got it here. I think actually we played a couple of tracks of that, but it was the title. Is it solipsistic in here, or is it just me?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Do you remember? It's just a great title. It's a great album. It's really, really good. I do like the TNS brand of Scarcore. A lot of the bands. I don't mean to say the bands sound similar, because they don't necessarily. But what they do, there's a half a dozen of the bands on there. They almost sound like a self-contained genre. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
That there's a TNS sound.
Yeah.
I don't know whether it's the way they're mastered or whatever, but they've got it just right anyway. Absolutely brilliant. Make sure you get hold of that. Right then, did you do anything last week?
No.
Of course you didn't.
Yourself?
I'll tell you what I did then.
Please.
I made a music video Thursday afternoon to one of my fabulous tracks on my new album, Songs in the Key of Death, the track Michael McIntyre's Roadshow, which is available for me and which I may play on the show in a week or two.
Okay,
because it's harsh. Anyway, yeah, it's very harsh. I made a stupid video for it, and it's very harsh. Yeah, it's proper harsh. It's got bad words in it, Tony.
Oh, bad words.
And it's got a bad attitude as well. It's an angry song. Do you know what? I would liken it to a pissed off. You know Kevin and Perry?
Yeah.
Teenagers, you know that. It's like that. It's like one of them. It's just proper fucked off. like nothing can go right. But yeah, anyway, I made a video for it in the recording studio where I did the album in the first place. It's Thursday, and then Thursday night I did my comedy show in Luton, and it was really, really good fun. And I tried out some of my new songs and all that, and they went down all right, ready for Edinburgh.
Cool.
And then on Friday, I did my comedy show in Itchen, and it was really good fun. And we had an early finish in Luton.
What's that?
That gig is prone. We are prone to forget to close the pub and stay there all night. But I've still got my watch on Norway time.
Oh, right.
Because I'm going to Europe, I keep going to Europe and that. I can't be bothered to turn my watch back. I don't like turning watches back. I only like turning them forward. So I don't want to turn the clocks back, basically. I've kept it on an hour ahead. So I suddenly thought it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I went, right, everyone, bedtime. It wasn't, it was four. So it's brilliant. I did everyone a favour. You all got an extra hour of sleep. Friday night, did my gig in Itchen. That ended up messy. Saturday, you know, I don't really want to go into any more. It's nothing like that. We just ended up, everyone got leathered. You know. Last night, show in Letchworth with James Cook on all three nights, Brian Higgins on Thursday. Oh, we had an act do his first ever gig in Luton. I let him on to do an open mic spot.
Okay.
I don't know whether he'll do a second.
All right.
Then Saturday night, I did my show in Letchworth, which was, and the three of them were the ideal preparation for having to get up early and pack to go to Edinburgh today. Letchworth show. We got round to the pub afterwards, and it was the landlord's daughter's 21st birthday.
Dear.
Well, that can only mean one thing. Booze! And, I didn't need it. I'm not feeling too special now. Anyway, I'm sure for the next 20 days I'll be fine. I'm just doing 60 shows and going out every night. Oh, well. Really? Right, that's that. Next up, two songs in a row now.
Okay.
And the first one, I'll tell you about the second song five, the second one after you've heard it. But this one, this might be from The Vault, simply because with this title, we definitely played it before, I'm sure. But seeing as I am in Scotland next week, I look for a Scottish band to play. And I remember on Punky Radio last year that I played a song by the Radium Cats, who were an Edinburgh-based band. This year, I've pulled out my Backers. Don't really remember Backers. I was really amazed when they sent us a CD. Not long after we went onto MySpace, they were one of the first bands to find us, and they just sent us a CD out of the blue.
Okay.
And they're from Shetland.
Nice.
Or the Shetland Islands. And they were the only punk rock band on the Shetland Islands. But now, they're in a new... One of the guys in it, he's got a new band together, and they're called the Brothel Corpse Trio. and punk rock and roll with a stand-up bass. I'm calling that psychobilly, really.
Really,
so
yeah.
I'm going to try and get a CD off them, if they've got one. But anyway, shit, you can't get further north in Scotland than being Scotland as Shetland, or the Shetland Islands. What you mustn't do is call them the Shetlands. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. The main island is called Shetland. They are collectively the Shetland Islands, but they are not the Shetlands.
Okay.
Fucking Shetlands, all
that
right?
That makes sense.
Anyway, Backers were so famous, they got onto Shetlopedia. What is their Shetlopedia page?
Shetlopedia.co.uk/Backers?
No, Shetlopedia.com/Backers. Nice one. Poorly being internet too, Tony too. Fuck off. Hey!
Original painting by me, the Word Whore. For only $25, you could own a little something I had my dirty, dirty hands all over all summer long. Every single penny goes directly towards paying for the fact that I still have both of those hands and can still almost sort of use the important one to continue to do what I do. Join us on Facebook for sneak peeks of the painting in progress. Visit our forum for a look at some of my past work. Tickets are on sale now at airoutmyshorts.com. Thank you and good luck.
Angry Pirate.
To DeZorro's underneath us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And that's a bit of an oversight by me, because just before that, you heard Backers and a track called Fuck Off, which was from an album called Rockin' Rollin' Punks, but they're not going anymore, so you won't be able to get it, so fuck you. I'm friendly like that. But then the band you heard after that was The Monsters, and a track called Speedy's Coming. And The Monsters... sort of singer and drummer bloke is Reverend Beatman on Voodoo Rhythm Records, and he's also in DeZorro's.
Oh, right.
effectively played stuff by him twice in a row. Silly me, never mind. So yeah, that was that. What I want to know is what is the Monsters Voodoo Rhythm page? It is their website, but it's via Voodoo Rhythm.
VoodooRhythm.com/ The Monsters?
No, it's not, and I've got to be technical about this. It's voodoorhythm.com/monsters.html.
That's fair.
Add the HTML on the end, so sorry about that, but it's probably each only two, loser. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar? Yep, another week, another few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's on Denmark Street in London, do check it out. Yeah?
Excellent, still there, is it?
Yep, still there. So I'm not moved. And this weekend, Friday night, 10th of August, Chameleon Love Explosion, Spanking Machine, and more acts to be confirmed as Enterprise Studios night.
Yeah, but do you know what? If they change Chameleon to Comedian, that lineup sounds like a quiet night in with me.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, it's London Calling night.
Excellent. Seal of approval.
Yeah. So the Black Mariah's 16 Guns.
You know what a Black Mariah is, Tony?
No, but we've played them before, haven't we?
Yeah, but you know what a Black Mariah is.
I can't remember.
Well, they're not actually black anymore. It's a police van.
Ah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
16 Guns we played before, haven't we, as well?
Have we?
I don't, maybe not. Or maybe thinking Dead by a Gun.
You're thinking Dead by a Gun?
Yeah, I am.
16 times.
Doughy G Cans, Washed Up, and Violation 69, and a late set from Rage DC.
Well, that sounds like a rocking night.
It does. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Finally, Sunday night, 12th of August, Minonian Friends and Pat Crilly with Greg Camburn. No idea. Oh,
Sundays are just, they're an emotional rollercoaster.
They could be different.
Trying to get the money right here. Do you know what? I'm going to go with a recession busting fiver.
You'd be right.
Oh, yes. Nice work. 665 next door to the Beast.
Maybe the Beast. That's it.
So that concludes Tony's
International Gig Guide. 12 Bar.
I can't help thinking your heart's not in the singing this week, Tony.
It is.
Tried that hard enough. I think you're just looking forward to your lunch.
Lunch.
I know. I've got lunch at I've got lunch at my mum's. It's like a party. It's like a farewell. It's like a last supper, a farewell meal before I travel back to the third world, and thus make sure that the Edinburgh Festival officially starts on Monday. I'll tell you about that after the next song. But right now we've got a great jam, and this band have been playing around London a bit recently. They're on Dirty Water Records, and they're called MFC Chicken. And I love them. Okay. And I'm sure we haven't played this song. It's great. There's 14 tracks on this album. A few of them are instrumentals, but the instrumentals are brilliant. This band, they're kind of a garage rock and roll, good fun band, right? I don't know how they ever got together. They're from all over the place. They're just brilliant. This is really infectious music. What I know is, Tony, what is MFC Chicken's Facebook page?
facebook.com/MFC Chicken.
It is. It's Tony 3, Paulie B, the Internet 3, and this is Every Girl on the Tube.
Some kind of room.
You got a
cramp.
You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was MFC Chicken and Every Girl on the Tube. I'm in love with Every Girl on the Tube. And MFC, it's from their album Music for Chicken. So MFC is Music for Chicken, and they're called MFC Chicken Chick. So they're called Music for Chicken Chicken. They're brilliant. You've got to go and see them.
Cool.
They're up there. They're a sort of King Slime in the Cumberland 3 type great live act. Got to go and see them. Brilliant. Yes. Are you doing anything this week?
We're getting the floors changed, hopefully, in the house. Getting them fixed. It's my mum's birthday, so we might go and get some food. And I'm thinking of starting a blog. That's about it for this week.
What sort of blog, Tony? Come on.
I don't know.
Can't get away with one line. Is it going to be one of your emo kitten blood written in kitten blood blogs? Or is it going to be a house blog? I'll tell you, mate, my advice to you about blogs is that if you have a proper theme that's in an existing niche, you will get a lot of readers.
Mm.
If it's a general blog, you're only going to get people reading on the basis of how much advertising you do.
I think it's going to be general, because I think I'm starting it because I haven't got a theme, so I'm going to start it and then probably just see organically where it goes and then maybe change it.
Right.
But I need to,
because
go on.
An interesting blog would be the house.
Yeah, I'm going to include the house.
Right, yeah, I know, but, and to put it in a DIY blogging section, I mean.
Mm.
Or, if you do a technology blog, they're always popular. And, you know, what you do for a living and that, you're very technical and all that.
Mm.
So, you do it, I know that you'd make it funny, ha ha ha, I'd hope. Right. But, what I mean is, people will see it. If you just do a blog, your mates are going to read it.
Yeah,
nice. And then maybe some other people. So it depends what you want to do the blog for. Anyway, we're not here to have a technical meeting. We're here to make a radio show. Sorry about that.
That's cool. What are you doing?
Best of luck.
Thank
you. Best of luck with your blog. I will be blogging in Edinburgh because I've hardly blogged this year at all. Because the Edinburgh specific blog I do every year does get a lot of readers. I get more people reading that than any other time of year. So I will be blogging probably every other day in Edinburgh about my Edinburgh experience. It's just an exercise in name dropping, really, the Edinburgh blog.
Right.
It's just bumping into famous people all the time. And you literally bumping into them. Do you remember me telling my mate Keith was knocked over by Sean Connery in Edinburgh one?
No.
It's really fun. Not in a car. Sean Connery ran out of the side door of a hotel to avoid the press and just ran straight into mate Keith, knocked him off his feet. Keith's on the floor. Keith's about to get up and take a lamp at this bloke, who then leant over and just went, in perfect Sean Connery, sorry, and ran off. It's just, I'd love to have seen it. This is just after Keith had had dinner with Derek Nimmo, but that's another story.
Nice. And
Brendan Burns, I have told you, a comic called Brendan Burns, didn't know who Derek Nimmo was. And Brendan and Keith went to get some food. They went in this restaurant and the maitre d' says, I'm sorry, we haven't got any spare tables. And Brendan Burns sees one bloke sitting at a table of four. He goes, why can't we fucking sit there? And just walked over and sat down next to Derek Nimmo and went, all right, mate, you don't mind if we fucking join in, do you? And Nimmo sort of went, and before he could say any more, Burns, he had ordered his soup, right? So, and Keith was a big fan of Derek Nimmo and did Derek Nimmo voices. He was an impressionist.
Okay.
And Derek Nimmo's on his... So Keith had to sit there next to his hero while Brendan Burns just embarrassed the bloke by saying, who the fuck are you? I've never fucking heard of you. Derek fucking what? And then he went outside and Keith got knocked over by Sean Connery. Which is brilliant. Anyway, so yes, I'm going to... I'm talking a lot. I didn't think I'd do any talking this week. I'm going to Edinburgh. I'm doing about 60 shows in 20 days. Two of them are my own. All the information for them is on lastminutecomedy.com, updated by the wonderful Mr. Tony Hearn. Thank you very much for that. So there's all about my show, Songs in the Key of Death, and about the compilation show I'm doing. The Last Minute Comedy Club. There's a rocket just flown by. What on earth was that?
That was the co-op lorry going by the front of the house.
That was the co-op, but... Well, thank you, co-op lorry, just when I finally get round to advertising my very important show, and the co-op lorry... That's typical of my life, fuck it. Don't bother going. I'm not even going to tell you where it is, what time it's on, nothing. Anyway, I'm doing it, I'll be writing about it, and I'll be writing about other things. Because funny things happen in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
They do. Not normally at my show, but they do. Anyway, Right, all right, enough of me. This is the next one. We've played loads off this album. This is Rust. This is fucking brilliant street punk. This is from an album, Lean Mean Street Machine. This is Australian skinhead music, but proper skinhead music, you know, really good. It just, and some of it, I sometimes think with street punk, it sometimes takes me 30 seconds to get my head around the beat of a song. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sort of oi music can, that thunderous drums, sometimes I can't, I know I'm getting old, but sometimes it takes me a few seconds to get hold of it, and then when I do, I love it, and that's true of the track we're about to play, which is by Rust. What I want to know is, Terry, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rust Music?
No, nearly. MySpace.com/Rust Punk.
Huh.
Will you be in Internet 4, Tony 3? This is Heart Attack at the RSL. You're listening to the Dust of Phonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Rust, Heart Attack at the RSL. Check out the album, it's really good. They've got another one coming out. I think I'm supposed to have been sent it by now. Hasn't arrived yet, Stuart, SDP Records. What are you doing? I think it might be live. I can't remember. He might not be sending it at all. Now then, have you got a twat?
I do. It's been a while.
Twat. It has.
Thanks for your twat nominations, or one of them. I do need more. So please do email me your twats.
We need to celebrate twat.
Yeah, it's the year of twat and it should be celebrated. So please do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Simple as that. We all know we're twat. Email me now, please do. Because I'm running out and I can't do this feature without you emailing me. So please do email me your twats. This week from Adam Yeowa.
Hello, Adam.
Who says, I would like to nominate Sean Dixon as this week's twat.
Sean, I like this already.
Yeah.
It's the personal touch.
Sean was a manager at my office. In fact, that little twat was my manager. He was a horrible human being. He would take your idea and go present it to his boss. If his boss liked it, all of a sudden he came up with it. If his boss didn't like the idea, he would say it was yours and sell you out in a heartbeat. He made me so angry I used to dream about running him over with my car. Again and again and again. One of his favourite things to do is to manage people out, which means if he doesn't like you because you are not a nass-kissing little wankstain, he finds reason to write you up and raises your yearly goal to an unattainable setting. He raised my fucking goal to $6 million before he left. $6 million with a fucking M. For all of this and much, much more, Sean Dixon, formerly of Salt Lake City, Utah, is a twat.
Which, I'm not sure about this formerly bit. Has he killed him?
I don't know. It would take a dark turn if he did.
Yeah.
I'd like to know why.
Utterly justified.
Well, yeah.
What was he called?
Sean Dixon.
Fuck Sean Dixon.
Yeah. Fuck him up his ass.
Fuck him
if you want to.
Fuck him again.
So you're having that, you're right, you ready?
I am having that.
Good. So Sean Dixon, formerly for some reason of Salt Lake City, Utah,
is a twat.
Oh, I hope he cares. Yeah. I hope he cares. See, I don't think... Hey, this is the point. Has anyone who's been a twat ever heard they're twatting? I wonder. There's a challenge to you out there in Radio Land. If you've sent us a twat previously and the person who is the twat has heard the twatting, I think one or two of the kids
somehow
did.
Yeah.
And I know that Eric tomorrow and Ryan, when, yeah, if you remember, I did a double twatting. They were both trying to twat each other and I got them both twatted. If you remember.
Yeah, yeah.
So they heard it. But if anyone else has, I'm interested. If anyone, we've done like Uncle Randy, for example. Has Uncle Randy heard his twatting? Because that would be tremendous. Anyway, yes. Well done, Tone. Keep your tracks coming.
Thank you.
Last track this week. This is a real end of the show song. You'll see what I mean when I play it. Band called Wigsville Spliffs and their album Fat 41, which came out this year on Drunkabilly Records. That's another one. I played KDV Deviators last week on Drunkabilly. This is on the same label. And they say this is the album that should have been released 25 years ago, but they were fucking idiots, basically. And every time they did a new song, they gave it to some compilation or other. So they never got around to getting 12 in a row to put on an album. Well, they've done it now, and it's really good. And we played one track off this already. My favourite track on it is called Facing the Fire, but I'm saving that. This one's just a lovely end of the show song. I don't really want to tell you much about it. It's an end of the show song.
Okay.
They describe themselves as neo-rockabilly. I'd put something else in front of that. I'd put really good neo-rockabilly. And nice blokes as well. Well, all I know is, Tony, what is Wigsville Spliffs' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Wigsville Spliffs.
It is. It's Tony Four, probably the internet four. It's an honourable draw, and this is Gambling Train.
Well, I lost all my money on a downtown train going to San Antonio. Well, I don't know who the dealer man was, but he's the best that I've ever known. He was shopping and dealing and keeping score till I couldn't keep up no more. Well, I lost all my money on a downtown train going to San Antonio. He's the best that I've ever known. I was sitting on a one-eyed jack, that man who was sitting on a queen. Then another cat got three of a kind, that's the best I've ever seen. And then the dealer man said, what's the rush? Well, I've been sitting on a royal flush. Well, I lost all my money on a downtown train going to San Antonio. I don't know who the dealer man was. He's the best that I've ever known. All right now. Sorry for yourself, just gotta realize that life's a bitch. Well, I lost all my money on a downtown train going to San Antonio. I don't know who the dealer man was. He's the best that I've ever known. Well, I lost all my money on a downtown train going to San Antonio. Don't know who the dealer man was, but he's the best that I've ever known. Oh yeah!
down by a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was a Wigsville Spliffs and Gambling Train, Tony. I hope you agree with me in that. That is a perfect end of the show song. I like that very much. It's the kind of song I want to hear as the last song on after a great night out.
Okay, cool.
Thanks very much for listening this week. Look, there's loads of things we haven't mentioned that we normally do. Can you just go through, tell people about iTunes, Tony?
Yes. Please do review us at iTunes. A few reviews make a massive difference to us and help us move up the featured rankings. And it takes only a couple to help, so please do that. Easiest way is to go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So log in, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, if you email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, we'll feature it on the show.
Well done. Sorry, I was watching the sailing. Also, think you could run through the internet stations that carry our show, because we must thank them every week.
Yep. So we're on 4 different internet radio stations that features different times, so do check them all out. Hussieskunk.com, HussieSkunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at TalkSuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, PODUNKRadio.com. And finally, we're on ExtremeMetalRadio.net, XtremeMetalRadio.net.
Excellent. And one last thing, can you say the alphabet backwards?
No.
I can.
Can you?
Yeah. ZYXWVUTSRQPOMLKJHGFEDCBA. Thank you very much and good night. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.